hungry, the spider announced.
I'm famished, the old green grasshopper said.
Oh my goodness, the poor thing,
the ladybird cried.
He thinks it's him we are wanting to eat. We wouldn't dream of hurting you.
You have a lot of boots,
James murmured to the centipede.
I have a lot of trouble with my legs,
the centipede answered.
It's not fair. Some girls have all the pretty things and other girls nothing at all. I shall marry rich, and when I do, I'll have whatever I please.
I shall marry whom I please, or not marry at all. And Grandma, you can leave your money to anyone you like.
Hidey tidy, she replied. Is that how y'all take my advice? There is nothing good about having a whole lot of nothing.
Detective, I appreciate your sense of duty, but there are enough people on the case and I'm standing you down. We are under immense pressure to find who did this, and I don't believe, given your closeness to the family, that you can remain emotionally detached.
I am the right person, ma'am, I argued, tears filling my eyes. The community deserves answers. If you just let me,
the community deserves the right people in the right place, Nikki. And for you, that's death's duty. No further discussion.
And it's sort of sad because we're not neurotic about age. None of us lies about how old she is.
I completely agreed. We all look good for our age.
Except for our necks,
she said. June, who is only 29, piped in.
Oh, tell me about it. Like, I learned the hard way that just because a doctor was a famous surgeon doesn't mean he has a gift for sewing people up.